Rob, it was Sunday. The news came through that little AJ was found just up north of us.
Oh, the collective smile across Australia was epic. I think everyone felt an immense sense of relief, no more so than these two. With us this morning, we've got Bluey of the SES, who actually came across AJ first, and Alicia, who, you know, got her hat off her head and put it on top of his little scone and said, "Hey, welcome back, buddy."
Yeah, celebrating the SES this morning. Got Bluey and Alicia. Good morning, Bluey.
Yes, good morning, Paddy and Rob. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Alicia, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Well, Bluey, I saw you on the news last night, mate. How joyful was it to be the first person to reach little AJ?
You can't really describe it because, you know, like, man, I walked around the corner there and I've gone, "What in the devil are you doing here, mate?"
Oh, gee.
And, you know, that was more of a surprise and a shock to me that of anything, you know, just to see this beautiful little boy and still there, you know, that was fantastic news. And it was a choking moment for quite some time, so.
Yeah.
It's after 4 days searching, you stumbled across him, Bluey. How do you keep the optimism up over that four-day period?
We call them search and rescues. And that's our attitude when we go in all the time. We've all been trained for that for a long time. And being a dad, I know how resilient kids are and what they can go through. You know, and our team leader, Alicia, that was looking after the team and guiding us through this area, all the way through, we're basically saying, make sure you don't leave any stone unturned. And that's great work.
Alicia, where do you start? You get the call that a little boy is missing. What is your role as commander to organise this search party? How do you do it?
It's not the kind of thing you take members without experience into, particularly given the terrain and things that we were going into. We were tasked to search Area 9. We drove our vehicles up to the top of the steep hill and we commenced our search from the very top down to the valley and down to the creek bed. The search area was quite steep. We had several large rocky cliff faces to scale down, and there were many large rocks with caves on the underside, many wombat holes, and you really have to do thorough searches all along the way.
Wow. And Alicia, there'd be parts of that journey when you just said, you know, going down cliff faces where you're just hoping that you don't find AJ at the bottom of one of these. And AJ being nonverbal, what are you listening for to try and find him?
Well, you're looking for sound. You're listening for sounds. You're listening for movement. You're listening to maybe some kind of call out or cry. But we're also looking. I think it's very largely a visual thing where we're looking for disruptions in the ground. We're looking for disruptions in the leaves or sticks or around burrows or footprints or items of clothing or something that he might have been wearing at the time.
Yeah, because animals make sounds and move and make sticks. You must feel like you'd almost found him many times.
Well, you investigate everything. You leave no stone unturned, and you need to. We do go to searches that unfortunately don't always have a positive outcome, and you cannot sleep at night if you do not leave those searches knowing that you have done everything in that you can do to search everything properly, and know that you have done your very best.
Bluey, now as we said earlier on, the first person to reach AJ. After the toddler's three-day ordeal. Mate, I could imagine people listening going, "I want to get involved with the SES. What does one do?"
Guys, just give us a call, contact us, because I've been a member there for 10 years. I've trained and my team has trained for this particular reason, that everybody back followed everybody six. We watched, we knew exactly what everybody was doing at all times. And, you know, this particular one, like Alicia said, this is a good news story. This is something that, if there wasn't a dry eye in Australia, there was something wrong there. That's for sure. Especially when they heard the call.
Gives you chills right now down the spine, thinking about what you guys do. A group of heroes, a term could not be used any more appropriately. Heroes you guys are. Thank you very much.
The only hero in this one is AJ. That's the way I look at it. He holds a special place in my heart now.
Well, Bluey and Alicia, both from the SES. Thumbs up, guys. And if you want to either help out or donate, just Google SES and get aboard and support the great work that these guys do. Thanks for joining us this morning here at Triple M team.
Thank you very much.